This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Muslim world is you, I, and every Muslim living on our planet today. Our challenges are many, but our responsibility is one. Dear brothers and sisters, there are over 2 billion Muslims across the world, with 57 countries that have a Muslim majority population. Muslims comprise 25% of the total world human population. The total economies of the member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation are more than $1 trillion. However, their currencies and economic policies are subordinate and or dependent to those of the United States and Europe. The political influence of the Muslim world is largely represented by five countries: Turkey, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Pakistan. However, when it comes to defending and supporting Muslim-specific causes across the world, many of these countries and their leaders have rather taken the side of other than the oppressed Muslims. The Muslim Ummah has had to defend itself against numerous misrepresentations of Islam. Conversely, those who strive to articulate the authentic message of Islam have often been silenced or subverted. Against this backdrop, the Muslim world is greatly in need of a personality who can speak on behalf of the Muslims in the 21st century. We propose Mr. Recep Tayyip Erdogan as the prime candidate of such a representation. Since 2002, Mr. Erdogan has achieved annual economic growth for his country, Turkey, at an average of 5%. During that same time, inflation has been kept under control. Mr. Erdogan has overseen a raft of social and political reforms at a time when the Turkish army has been brought under greater civilian control. The ban of the headscarf and other public displays of religious expression have been overturned. Refugees from numerous countries have chosen Turkey to seek asylum, including 3.6 million from Syria, more refugees than any country in the world. After the Islamophobic statements of French President Macron, Mr. Erdogan ordered the Turkish economic boycotting of France. Mr. Erdogan, more so than any other Muslim leader in the 21st century, has been willing to oppose the enemies of Islam and risk his status vis-a-vis the European Union, the USA, and Israel. Despite several politically sensitive issues and a growing opposition within Turkey itself, Mr. Erdogan has weathered the storm, establishing himself in a very firm position within his government and earning the respect of the entire Muslim world. Nevertheless, there is a growing conspiracy to weaken Mr. Erdogan's influence by causing unrest and economic trauma in order to subvert the Turkish lira, which presently finds itself in financial freefall.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and in humanity. My name is Sheikh Khalid Yassin, and I am part of the team that constructed this presentation that you have viewed. We didn't just present this to provide you with vital information. It is vital. But we presented this because we believe that there should be a course of action that we take to improve our global presence and condition. It is our conviction that the resources of the Muslim world, if they were applied properly, we could assume our rightful position in the world today. The presentation that you have viewed is a statement and a suggestion on how we may be able to pursue that great initiative. I advise you to follow the proposal and the course of action that we have suggested to you. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
The Muslim world is you, I, and every Muslim living on our planet today. Our challenges are many, but our responsibility is one.